We have a lot of troubles in our age with sexual problems, and don't kid yourself. They're all over in the church as well. Pornography is a huge problem, and that's a great addiction. It's every bit as much addiction as heroin or as smoking. It's something that people usually don't want to do, but they end up doing it. So, how do you deny yourself if you're addicted to pornography? Well, first of all, you confess it, and I'll give you concrete things that you do, and I'll give you some examples now. There's prayers for purity from our Trebnik service, our Book of Needs service, that I give out to people. I bought 100 copies of it and given it out. I'll tell you what, I bought 100 copies, but of those 100 copies, probably less than 10% of the time people actually use the service. They come to me and say, it happened again. Did you say the prayers? No, I didn't have time. No, I forgot. Do you know where your prayer book is? No, that's not denying yourself. You're kidding yourself if you say you're denying yourself, if you can't even find the prayer book. You say the prayers from the Book of Needs. If you don't do that, then you do prostrations. When you're tempted, you go take a walk and pray with your Jesus prayer. Since this sin involves being alone most of the time, you're not alone then. Get out. Start walking around outside. If you lose, you've still fought. See, this is what denying yourself. It's a very important skill that people don't understand. Our society basically says, if you can't do something, well, you might as well find a reason to think that it's okay. But things are not okay. Things that are bad are not okay. It's never right to do something that's wrong. So you must struggle against it. This is what denial of yourself is. To struggle against your sins.